All right, this podcast is brought to you by Ryan Tolman with REMAX. If you're looking at buying or selling a home, or just even if you have any questions about buying or selling a home, you know, if maybe you're a first-time buyer, first-time seller, and you're unsure, give him a call. That's Ryan Tolman with REMAX. My other sponsor, Matt Doucette with Deuce Vodka and M&K Auto Sales. Matt is an entrepreneur, a young entrepreneur, but he's doing a hell of a job at building these two businesses out of Big River. Although Deuce Vodka, I believe you can find in a lot of stores, most stores probably in Saskatchewan, and I believe he's got them in a few other provinces, and I've heard he actually has some in Australia, but I could be wrong. But again, that's Deuce Vodka and M&K Auto Sales out of Big River. And third sponsor, Usama with Amjad's Auto Sales and Repairs. This is a mechanical shop near the airport in Saskatoon. So for all your mechanical needs, make sure you hit up Amjad's Auto Sales and Repairs near the airport. Talk to my guy, Usama. He's the shit. He's the man. I had a podcast recently that I kind of talked about some of the nice things that he did for me. So again, I'm in full support of that guy and his business. Fourth sponsor, Iceland Concrete. Vinny is the owner, and John Dalton is kind of his go-to guy. He is actually a good friend of mine, John Dalton, and he's a training partner as well. So for all your concrete needs, make sure you hit up Iceland Concrete. Their kind of headquarters is out of Warman, Saskatchewan, but they travel far and wide to do work. So hit them up if you're in the market for some concrete. And that's it for sponsors. We will get into the podcast now. Okay, I'm going to redo this one. That makes me mad. Episode 56, take two. I just recorded this, and like as I was like blabbering and talking, and I thought I was going on like 20 minutes, I looked down and realized, I don't know, I must have hit something, or maybe Anchor was just acting like a little bitch, but it cut it off. And so I only had 4 minutes. So I basically just talked in my van by myself, dehydrated and hungry, for 15 minutes for nothing. So this is going to be a short and sweet podcast, even short and sweeter than it was before, because now I'm irritated. All right, so this podcast, I'm going to be talking about weight cutting, and I'm going to be talking about it quick. So for those of you that have been following me, know that I'm weight cutting. I got a fight this Friday, and I got to make 155 tomorrow at 6 p.m. is the official weigh-ins. That's the first time me and my opponent will be staring at each other. So it's kind of a cool moment for spectators. And I mean, I don't really give a shit. I just kind of show up and I'm just thinking about food. You know, sometimes your opponent will look all intense and try and spin you out. But I'm just thinking about burgers and pastries. I already know what I'm going to do on Friday night. So the weigh-ins are, they're fun. They're good. And you guys are all welcome to come out and spectate if you'd like. Again, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. But the weigh-ins have been good, or the weight cutting has been good. Right now, I weigh 162 pounds. I'm 6'1", so you can imagine I have very little body fat on me right now. Skin and bones. And I walk around at about 180 pounds, 185 sometimes if I'm eating like a little fatty. Yeah, I walk around at 180 at the beginning of camp. And then once I agree to fight, I start training harder. I eat a little bit better. And then I just naturally drop down to like around 170, give or take. You know, maybe a little more than 170, like low 170s. And then about a week out, you know, then I start really dialing in my diet. You know, I'll cut a few carbs out here and there. And then I kind of drop down to that one, like high 160s. And then starting Monday, you know, as I've been sharing on my Instagram stories and Facebook stories, I've been kind of showing the lack of calories coming in. You know, I'm still eating healthy food. I'm still eating, and I was still drinking lots of water on Monday. And even Tuesday, I had a decent amount of water. I think I had a liter of water yesterday. But today was like kind of the first day that I really pulled back on water and food. I haven't had too much, which is why I'm 162 right now. But the plan is to wake up tomorrow morning at 162, just so that I only have to cut like 6 pounds. Because again, I'm fighting at 155, but because it's not a title fight, I'm allowed that 1 pound extra, so I can actually make 156, which you best believe I'm going to do that. I'm going to take that extra pound because it makes a difference. But yeah, overall, it's been pretty smooth sailing. You know, I'm not suffering as much as I did last time. You know, I'm not really sure what the change was. Maybe I just was dieting a little bit better throughout this camp and just naturally dropped. But, you know, I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel good right now, but I don't feel shitty. I just feel a little bit lethargic and my energy isn't that good. But, you know, I always just try to, like, put on a smile and just enjoy the process. Like, how many times do we hear, enjoy the journey, enjoy the process? Well, this is the journey. This is the process. So I do my best to, you know, smile and say hi to people. And I was still selling tickets today, even though I didn't want to. It's just part of it. You know, I'm still doing a podcast, even though I don't really want to. but yeah, it's been good. It's been good so far. And a lot of people talk badly about weight cutting. And sure, I know that it's unhealthy. And, you know, if I was just, you know, trying to lose weight, I sure as hell wouldn't do it this way. I'd get fit tea, JK. I wouldn't do that. That's stupid too. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but with the fighting, I actually like it. I like the weight cut. I like that it turns you into a savage. By the time I step on the scale at 155 tomorrow, I'm gonna be ready to smash. You know, you almost get like, not angry, but you get something in you. Get that little bit of the demon, a little bit of the devil in you. So yeah, once I step on the scale tomorrow, and I'm going to talk about my day tomorrow, actually. It's going to be kind of fun, besides the fact that I'll be knocking on death's door and I'll be really depleted. But so tomorrow, as soon as I wake up, I gotta make sure I'm sitting around that 162 mark when I wake up. And then I am going to, I believe we start cutting weight at 1 o'clock. And so Ryan and Kurt and two other fighters, Honey Joe and Jared Cochran, they're going to meet me there as well. They're going to be weight cutting cause they're fighting, on Friday night as well. Jared and Joe. So that'll be sweet. Nice. It's a good bonding experience, to be honest. Like, you got the team there, like Kurt's there with his, you know, he's got a timer and he's got the scale. You know, Ryan will be there documenting some of it. And yeah, it's good team bonding. Like, it fucking blows sometimes, but I kind of like it, especially now that Joe and Jared are there with me. Suffer with me. So that'll make it a little bit better for me anyway. I know that's selfish, but I'm selfish, so it is what it is. So that'll be good. We're going to, you know, drop the weight, make sure we all make our weight at Harry Bailey, step on the scale. As soon as we know we're good, I'm actually going to be leaving my van and Layla, at a hotel where my mom will be staying. And so she's going to watch Layla for me, which is a big, big help for me. Especially when I'm weight cutting, like I could literally hardly walk Layla when I'm weight cutting tomorrow. And I don't want to drive either. So Ryan's actually going to be my chauffeur, and he's going to take me to, this is actually really exciting, and he's going to document a little bit of it, and I might even put it on Patreon. So just so you guys know, I'm thinking about starting a Patreon, so he's going to take me to a grocery store, and I'm going to get all my tasty little snacks, all my fun little liquids like my water and my Pedialyte and maybe some applesauce, just nice and easily digestible sugars to get into the body, and then maybe a couple of granola bars and, you know, just healthy, but, you know, little snack food, because I want something right after the weigh-ins, probably some fruit, you know, bananas, apples, and then I basically just consume that whole little bit of snacks until I get to Earl's. And it's kind of our little ritual, at least for my fights. We like to go to Earl's after. That's been my go-to. I don't know why. I just love their food. I went there with my dad a lot. I like them ostrich heads that they have at the Second Ave location in Saskatoon. So yeah, we're going to hit that up. And then honestly, by the time, like when I step on the scale, like by the time I'm like eating is probably like 7 p.m. and I don't stop eating till about 10:30 p.m. So like 7 to 10:30, I'm eating and drinking liquids. So yeah, it's going to be exciting once I make the weight, but that's kind of what my day is looking like tomorrow. And then Friday, I'm going to get up. I'll probably have a nice coffee, probably a butter coffee. Might go sit at a coffee shop somewhere and just kind of relax. And then at 10 a.m., I get my braids put in, so I look like a fucking boss, look like a Viking. The girl that does it, she actually reached out to me, and she was kind enough to she literally just randomly messaged me and was like, "Hey, I'm going to sponsor you for this fight. Don't worry about paying for this one. I'll just do your braids for free." So I think her Instagram is Katie Does Braids. That's literally all she does is braids, and she's very good at it. I loved them last time, and I would have kept them in for a long time, for longer, but they were getting stinky. Had to wash them. So yeah, that's exciting. So then after I get my braids put in, then the team goes to Thien, the Vietnamese place that I always rant and rave about, and get that $6.95 special, boy. So we kind of fill up with a nice big meal. And after that meal, which will probably be like around 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, I don't really eat anything till after the fight. I just like stay nice and hydrated. I might have a coffee. But yeah, I don't really like to eat too much before I train or fight. So I'll probably just have, coffee and then that big meal. And I might have some fruit on me, maybe like a little granola bar or something, but super, super light before the fight. Like I don't want to be taking in any kind of food, making my stomach feel weird. I want to be a hungry wolf in there. So that's kind of the plan. But yeah, overall, weight cut's been good. I went from 180 at the beginning of camp, and now I'm at 162, and tomorrow I'll be 155. And then by the time I step back into the ring on Friday, I'll probably be around 170. So I'll put on another 15 pounds or so. So yeah, that's it for now, guys. We're going on 10 minutes, and that's all the energy I got. So I apologize for the short podcast, and I apologize if I didn't even make sense. Again, I'm a little lethargic, but I don't feel too bad, so... there's your podcast, like I promised, one every Wednesday. I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you come watch the fights on Friday and celebrate the victory afterwards. I think we're going to Boston Pizza and Blairmore. But that's it for now. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.